Hey, my name is Ty Janae Peterson Cologne. I'm 18 years old. It is June 1st, 2021. I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and the name of my partner is Nancy. We just meeting ourselves, so.
And I'm Nancy Zook. I'm 55. And today is June 1st, 2021. We're in Chicago, Illinois at CCA Academy in North Lawndale. And I'm here with Tajane. Tajane is a student at our school. Okay, so I think it'll be a good start, if it's all right with you, Tajane, that you could read your I am statements, and then maybe later on you could read them again. And you know, to read them slow and with conviction.
Okay. I am smart. I am beautiful. I am a daughter. I am a big sister to four younger siblings. I am funny. I am kind-hearted. I am a 2021 graduate this year, and I am a future mortician.
Awesome, thanks. Was that loud enough, Bess? Maybe try one more time and do it a little louder.
I am smart. I am beautiful. I am a daughter. I am a big sister to four younger siblings. I am funny. I am kind-hearted. I am a 2021 graduate this year, and I am a future mortician.
Yeah, so this is kind of fun because we don't know each other very well. So I'm just going to ask you to talk a little bit about what you think you feel like the purpose of your life is, what the meaning is, what meaning you feel like your life has right now.
I feel that the purpose of my life is to be great, to live every day.
Start again. Yeah.
Okay. I feel that the purpose of my life is to be great, to live every day doing everything that I would want to do and not look back like I should have done that or I should have done this. And I also want to be the first one to ever attend college in my family.
That's awesome. How many
Thank
people are
you.
in your family?
It's a lot.
A lot?
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and three sisters.
Are they older or younger?
Younger. I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. So, how do you see your role with all of your siblings being younger than you?
I know they look up to me. They tell me all the time. So it's like me being the oldest and they looking up to me, I have to lead by example.
You feel like you have a responsibility? Do you like that you have that responsibility?
Actually do like it because I have a lot of fun doing it. So it's really not a lot of pressure because I get to have fun doing it.
Are you often responsible for them or in charge of watching them and taking care of them?
No, not really. But when I do get to see them, it's pretty fun. So I think that's why I enjoy it so much because I'm not seeing them 24/7. So when I finally do, it's fun and, catch up,
You don't
things
all
like
live in the
that.
same
No,
household.
just me and my brother.
What kinds of things do you think have been struggles in your life to get to this point? You're getting ready to graduate high school. I know you have a plan to go to college, or is it to mortician school? What is that called? When you is that a trade school where you learn that?
Don't think so. I seen a college that really like really majors in it. Like it's for that. And I also have like family that is, like can help me out with that, like get me to some people like Last summer, I was always at a funeral home and like watching it, like seeing it for myself, but I was never hands-on with it. So like,
It was
that's
an
not really,
internship of sorts.
yeah. And for someone else, but I was always there to watch.
And why choose that for your profession? What meaning does that have for you?
For me, if I were to be one right now, it's just like everybody make death a, like a bad thing, and I can't explain it. I really can't explain it.
You don't see death that way.
Yes, and like
How do you see death? And when you respond, you can say, I see death as.
it's hard to explain. I never really talked about it to nobody else.
I'm sorry. You don't have to say what makes you uncomfortable. I mean, I find it a really interesting conversation to have to think about, death as not just the end or not just something to be afraid of, but also other ways that people think about that being a beginning point to something else or the significance of it.
Can't say.
We can come back to it or talk about it later on if you think about it. What was interesting to you about what morticians do?
The whole thing with, see, the kind I want to be is like I want to be in there with the body, removing everything, you know, like I want to do all that. And it's just interesting to me, like if I started with, you know, like dissecting animals and stuff like that. So I'm like, I wonder how this would be like on an actual person.
So the anatomy.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's interesting. Describe the person that you want to become. Not just what you want to be, right? But not just your vocation, not just your job.
Person I would want to become would have to be like less of this right now, like not knowing what to do, what to say. Want to be outgoing, just you know, like really stick to my plans and
To be confident.
Yes.
You can say that in your own words now for the
I
recording.
started. How can
To say, I want to be more confident. I want to.
I want to be more confident in myself and everything that I do.
Is there anything specific that you really want to change about yourself?
Nope, because I wouldn't be who I am. I
That's
wouldn't
awesome.
change nothing.
That's awesome. What are you proud of? That's a good
I'm proud
question.
of making it as far as I did. Because me, like when I'm struggling or I'm mad or I'm feeling, you know, down, I just shut out. I have a habit of just shutting out, like just shutting down. It's like, oh, I'm not gonna do this. No, I'm mad. No. And I don't want to be like that all the time. It's draining. It's frustrating, and it don't make me feel no better.
How do you manage that now? What's different that you manage it now that you're able to still move forward instead of shutting down? Was there something that happened that made that change?
And it was just like I will always try to figure things out on my own. instead of, you know, just simply asking for the help. Going to somebody asking for the help, I was never doing that before. And like, even before, like we was doing in school, I was kind of getting like that. Like I called the school, I was crying, like it's hard. I'm getting emotional. I'm like, it's hard. I can't keep doing this online. Like, it's hard for me. And I was just having a nervous breakdown. Like, I can't fail. Like, I can't.
But you're making it. I'm sorry, I don't have
Exactly.
tissue.
It's okay.
And is there a person who influenced you or helped to motivate you during that time?
My mom, she pretty much all I have. Like, that's my best friend, really. She's literally all I have every day. Get to school, do this, do that. She was just all about school, doing everything that I have to do. Like, everything else can wait. My mom, she's strong. She's just like me. Like, she's kind-hearted. She think about others more than she do herself. She's outgoing.
Your chair is squeaking while you're
Come up
talking. That's
some.
why I stopped, because I know the sound is really sensitive and you're saying really beautiful things. So that's why, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she's smart, she's loving, caring, she's everything. That's my mom.
She sounds like an amazing person.
Yeah, she
And she's
is.
raised you to be a very special person as well.
Yeah. No matter how old I get, I'm gonna always need my mama for something.
We all need our moms.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone in your position or thinking, what would you say to encourage or to help someone, if you looked back to help someone the way your mom has been encouraging you and staying with you?
Can you repeat that one more time?
If there was someone else that you saw here at school, someone that you knew that was having the same kind of struggles as you, that was shutting down, that wasn't able to ask for help, that was struggling to move forward in their life. How do you think you could help them, or what might you say to them?
I tell them that they're not alone. They have all these people around them. Me, whoever else, everybody. Like, whatever you need, just say it and figure it out.
It's a really great.
I'm looking most forward to. I'm looking most forward to graduating, starting fresh, going to college, new people, new things. I just want different.
Are you staying here in the city, or are you moving?
Yeah, for right now, because I don't want to go too far from home, and the whole thing with COVID is still going on. So I feel like when that die down, then I'll start, you know, looking to go somewhere farther. But for now, I want to be home.
Would you describe yourself as happy, sad, nervous, a
Right
deep
now or in
thinker,
general?
just in general? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a deep thinker. And when I overthink, I usually get sad, but not for too long, 'cause like that's not gonna help nothing. Like, get up, do something about it, do something with myself, and Usually when I'm feeling like all sad and stuff, I go to my friends. We talk, stuff like that. Like I'm real close with my friends. So they like how would my friends describe me? I say my friends would describe me as, I don't know, because they so much like me. They're so much like me. But they think like I'm the strongest. And then it's like, no, y'all are. But then it's like, us being together, it make us stronger.
What else do you want to say about who you are or what you're thinking about life right now? If you had to make a statement or you wanted to share something for everyone to think about or know.
I'm not really understanding that. I'm not really understanding.
You could, so if you were gonna get up on stage and you had the audience of everyone and you wanted to say something to them, give them advice or share something with them about who you are, what would that be? You know, like the beauty queen gets up, well, what do you want for the world? And she says, oh, I want world peace and world whatever. But what do you want to share with people if you could have a platform or a stage to say it on Twitter or wherever you are online?
I can't really say, but I just would like everybody to come together. I just feel like everybody is really divided nowadays. I don't know. I feel like I'm stronger now that I'm a little older because I'm more like dependent on myself than I was before when I was younger. Like, I leaned on everybody else and never really wanted to do anything for myself. And I do now. And the same. I say the way I think. I was real outgoing as a kid. Like, always wanted to try something new, explore new stuff, new places. I was really out there.
And now, as an adult.
Just feel like I don't have time for everything that I want to do right now, like my outside life, because I'm just so focused on, like school, what's next. It's like, I know college is a whole different ball game than high school, grammar school, and I'm really just, I don't want to go in there not knowing what's going on. I want to be prepared, and I know like I'm still making decisions, and I don't want to like go this way and think like, oh no, I don't, I shouldn't have done that, or yeah, I'm still figuring life out, just trying to stay focused on what's important.
What are you going to do with your summer ahead? This summer.
Like I said before, I just want to be prepared. I really want to be prepared for college. I don't want to go in all scared, you know, like.
What have you been doing to be prepared, or what do you want to do, or what do you think you should do to be more prepared for the fall?
I like to be more hands-on and most stuff with school and study, you know, like. Instead of just, like, you know, like hearing about it, or I really want to be more hands-on. Like I said before, like going back to the cemetery, you know, watching, or like maybe like getting in touch with some people from the school I choose, connecting with them. Yeah. Still figuring that out.
What are you most looking forward to on the 14th when you graduate?
I'm just ready to say I did it. I know it was a lot of times I thought it wasn't gonna happen. I just want to say I did it.
How would your mom describe you?
My mom. She described me as. I hate speaking for others. I don't know.
You don't have to if you don't want to answer something or you're not sure, we can do something else.
Well, I know she's proud of me, so. I am smart.
She froze for a moment. That's why.
I am smart. I am beautiful. I am a daughter. I am a big sister to 4 younger siblings. I am funny. I am kind-hearted. I am a 2021 graduate this year, and I am a future mortician.
That was great. That was much better than the last time. Yep.